Hello, and welcome to this broadcast of the World Youth Symphony Orchestra from Interlochen Arts Camp. Every summer, young artists gather in the forests of northern Michigan to immerse themselves in the arts and possibly the lake. Broadcasts of the World Youth Symphony Orchestra from Interlochen are made possible in part by Yamaha Corporation of America, the world's largest maker of musical instruments, sharing passion and performance for more than 25 years. This afternoon's concert contains three works: Prelude to the Afternoon of a Faun by Claude Debussy, So Far So Good by Nico Muhly, and Igor Stravinsky's Firebird Suite. For YSO conductors, choosing music for the program is a unique challenge. They need to put together a great concert experience for the audience, but they also design the programs with a specific curriculum in mind for the orchestra. Conductor Christopher Rowntree is working with the YSO for the first time this summer, and he has one specific idea that he'd like for them to take away. Agency.
Agency is a little bit of a therapy word, isn't it?
It is.
It's like, it's like personal will. And it's like will to get something done. It's like will to make your own decisions and your own choices. And of course, for high school students, this is like what a beautiful moment to be working on this one thing. But actually, when I put the program together, I didn't realize how much it was about each player, not just learning the music with the ensemble, but it's each player versus themselves and the music. And they have to do that step before we can get anything done together. And so once they've done that and kind of they've all lit their own fires internally, you know, then we can all come together and be like, this is the bonfire we made for you.
It's certainly a challenging program, but all of today's music has a certain mythic quality to it.
Yeah. I mean, it does sound like the origin of the cosmos is kind of in this piece. And doing Faun and Firebird together, I mean, I think they're kind of two parts of the same feeling in a way. And they're totally different musics, but I don't know. There's something about magic. And like we had our first rehearsal, right? And there was one moment where it's actually in Nico Muhly's piece. There are all these beautiful silences in Nico's piece. And in rehearsal, there are no baffles in Kresge. So it was a windy day and we came to the first silence and the whole band, and in that silence was all of these leaves rustling. And I think I welled up immediately and I was like, what is this place? Where are we? Like, this place is magic. And the communal experience of young people getting together and making music, that can be magical, totally.
Christopher Rowntree approaches the podium to conduct the World Youth Symphony Orchestra in Prelude to the Afternoon of a Faun.
Thank you.
That was Prelude to the Afternoon of a Faun by Claude Debussy. Christopher Rowntree conducted the high school-aged World Youth Symphony Orchestra. Up next on the program, So Far, So Good by Nico Muhly. World Youth Symphony Orchestra performed So Far, So Good by Nico Muhly with Christopher Rowntree conducting. And now we'll move on to the concert's finale. And what a finale! It's so well known, and the young musicians just want to jump right in. But it's difficult and full of little details that require precision. They spent a lot of time in rehearsal on only 4 crucial bars of music.
We work on just those 4 bars as the launch pad. Only, and I say 4 bars alone, do not go on. And so just work on those 4 bars over and over and over. With nothing after it. Then I go again. Write together a little more accent on the quarter notes. You know, we just give a little bit of clarity to it. And then we don't even work on the end. We don't even work on it. They had 2 days without doing it. And I had said, make sure you learn it, you know. And then we just went all the way to the end after that. And to have them have 2 days without getting to play it, was pretty remarkable. And it worked immediately. Of course, it's like they all know it. And their energies were really there.
So he just left them chomping at the bit to get to the finale. But by the time they got there, they were good and ready. And with that insight into Rowntree's rehearsal strategy, let's hear all of Stravinsky's 1919 Firebird Suite. Maestro Rowntree approaches the podium one last time.
Thank you.
Christopher Rowntree conducted the World Youth Symphony Orchestra's performance of Igor Stravinsky's 1919 Suite from a Firebird. The WISO performs Sunday evenings in the summertime. Tonight at 8 p.m. on Interlaken's campus in Kresge Auditorium, conductor Joshua Weilerstein and the WISO will perform Elgar's Cello Concerto with soloist Zuhl Bailey and Beethoven's Fifth Symphony. Tickets are available online or at the box office prior to the concert. Recording engineers for this broadcast were Michael Culler and Nathan Daywalt, with assistance from Alexis Sanford and Nicholas Collado. Broadcasts of the World Youth Symphony Orchestra at Interlaken are made possible in part by Yamaha Corporation of America, the world's largest maker of musical instruments, sharing passion and performance for more than 25 years. I'm Kate Botello. This is Interlaken Public Radio.